Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You have a nice weekend?
I did. I enjoyed a little bit of sunshine, which is awesome.
Honestly, ridiculous how much it just affects my mood, eh? I'm like a better person.
Yeah, most definitely.
What are we talking about in the world of fashion today?
I thought we'd talk about grey hair.
Oh, cool.
And the reason being that every kind of couple of months I keep seeing articles, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because I know that I've got a few ash blondes that I notice that there's these articles. The most recent one I read in The Guardian on Saturday was hashtag grey hair don't care, how women are embracing their grey hair. And then I noticed there were, you know, they always kind of have these pop-ups of similar articles, and there's one kind of like, I don't know, there's at least one every year in The Guardian. And I guess with the pandemic and things, people couldn't really look, you know, colour their hair at home or didn't feel comfortable doing that. So a lot of people did embrace grey hair.
Mm.
And if we think about kind of famous women that have grey hair, like Helen Mirren, Jodie Foster, Andy McDowell, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, even Khalees has embraced grey hair. But I guess, like, for me, the most kind of, I guess, one that kind of caught my eye was Kirsten McNamee, who is the model who's known for being a grunge model.
Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about, totally.
Yeah, so she was known for being unconventional, androgynous in her appearance. She originally had really long red hair, and she was a muse to Karl Lagerfeld from 85 to 1998. She cut her hair short and dyed it black for Anna Sui campaign in 1992, shaved off her eyebrows, and that was kind of like, whoa, this is grunge.
Yeah.
And then she kind of like lived her life and, you know, did the kind of stopped working for a little bit, and then re-emerged in 2004 with a runway return for Prada with really long grey hair, which was uncoloured. And everyone was like, whoa, this is crazy. But I just think she looks incredible.
She does,
Yeah. And that made me kind of think, well, you know, we think that grey hair turns grey, but it actually doesn't. And it's the hair, when in your hair follicles, the hair follicles have a finite amount of colour in them. And it's that every time when your hair falls out, a new hair grows or multiple hairs grow back. And because it's this dying and regeneration, once you hit, say, like over 35, the hair that's growing back is actually just grey because there's no colour in it anymore.
Whoa, that's so crazy. I've never thought about that, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know how people say, oh, you know, their hair turned grey overnight. It actually isn't that. It's the fact that they've experienced something called telogen effluvium, which is which causes your hair to shed faster than usual.
True.
And of course, being over a certain age, it grows back and it's grey, which I found quite fascinating. It's also, there's certain illnesses like vitamin B12 deficiency. There's vitiligo, which the model Millie Harlow has, and what Michael Jackson had, and that's what it causes the melanocytes, which is at the base of your hair follicle that produce colour. It causes them to be lost or destroyed.
That's so interesting. I mean, it's one of those things where I think throughout fashion history there have been people who have done I guess statements with grey hair, but I think you're right in observing that perhaps increasingly we're seeing it more normalised as a thing that is like all goods to just have your grey hair be your grey hair. You don't have to hide it or cover it up or anything like that. There's definitely still a stigma, but it's cool to see it maybe having a bit more of a recognised thing that it's okay to do. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah.
The other thing that is quite interesting is, you know how like a lot of people think, oh, at a certain age a whole lot of women go and get their hair cut short, and in most cases it's because people are growing their hair out, and then at a certain point they go, right, I've had enough of the regrowth, I want to go grey, so they chop it off. And that's why a lot of people end up having shorter hair when they're older.
True.
Which I hadn't thought about. But the other thing is I had a look into, because when you think of the word silver fox, it's quite a male kind of
totally.
Name. And I was like thinking, you know, and apparently that means cleverness and attractiveness, and it is usually male. And the names for women were grey panthers alongside cougars.
Oh, God.
Which I find derogatory.
They've all got a negative undertone for sure.
Yeah, but the kind of positive one that I found was Silver Vixen, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's it's got the same energy as a silver fox, I think. Yeah. Well, but obviously.
But it's quite interesting to me that men with grey hair are always described as that, whereas women are not always positively described, you know?
It's the goddamn patriarchy once again.
Yeah, I've heard of that thing.
And it just, I don't know, I was just like, ugh, you know, because it conjures up the word crone and things like that to me, which is you know, I see is actually positive because it's a wisdom thing, and you know, for me, but you know,
but it's definitely a reclamation of the term that's not always been used with a positive like historical connotation, I think it's fair to say.
Definitely.
It is an interesting thing, like there's also a lot of stigma about older women when they go grey. I've talked to a lot of like aunties and stuff about that process and how weird it is when people sort of look at you differently, you know, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you suddenly stop dyeing your hair and everyone's like treating you like an old lady, and it's like, well, I'm actually just exactly the same as I was. I just stopped coloring my hair, and that's the difference. And it's, there is still so much, I guess, for older women, stigma attached to it. There's a lot of younger women with gray hair now. There's like definitely a trend, I think 2 years ago, of people going silver, which was very cool to see as well. But it's still one that I think people are unpacking, and it's very awesome when you see people just rocking it, I reckon.
I think the other thing too with, and I'm not so sure if this happens with older men, but I know with older women, from people I've spoken to, they say there's a, like, becomes a phase of invisibility, like people just don't even see them. And, you know, if I walk down the road and I see an older lady, I always go, hey, how's it going? Because I kind of just want to be aware of that all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And it will be us one day, so.
Yes, exactly.
pave the way you want to live, I guess, as well. Yeah for sure. But yes, I mean, I think if anyone was like, maybe I should be rocking my grey, I think if you wanted some deep inspo, Kirsten McMenemy is a very good person for it, because she just absolutely looks the coolest ever.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, thanks for bringing us grey this morning. Do you know why some people go silvery grey and others white? Someone's texted in. That might be beyond our knowledge of the composition of hair, but do you have any idea?
So it's the same thing with, you know, your hair follicle, I guess, not like the different shades that it has. So it's always determined. It might be black or red.
Right.
But a lot of people use toner. So it's the same as when you bleach your hair, and if it's a bit yellow, you put a silver toner in, a blue, to counteract it. And that's why, you know, you used to see older ladies with pink hair or purple hair or something like that. It was a setting lotion that counteracted any yellow they may have in their hair.
Yeah.
So they would choose a colour, and then, you know, there was a whole range of them. Like when I was a hairstylist, there was about 12 different colours you could have.
That's awesome.
I always used to think, oh my God, that's so cool. I want to have that colour.
Hey, thank you, Penny, for bringing us grey hair today. Have a lovely rest of your Monday, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.